Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Chumas Daf Nun Dalet, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with a quote from the Mishnah. Saw Chumas Shnafal Meiv Lehispek V'Chulu, and Vilna Tzur Sadaf. It's right at the beginning of Lamed Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Zara Basar Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So this is the last case of the Mishnah, which had discussed that a saw of Truma that fell into 100, so it's technically Betol, but he didn't have a chance to take out that saw, and then another saw of Truma fell in. So he had a Machlokes. The Chum said there's no Betol because like two saw of Truma fell into less than 100. Whereas Reb Shimon said there is Betol. So now we're going to explain this machlokes. The Gemara tells us, Reb Shimon says, Yediyasa mekadshasa. Just the knowledge itself of the fact that there's a saw in here is mekadeshet, meaning it's like he already lifted out that saw, so there was already bittul of the first saw, and now that we have a second saw falling in, we once again have one falling into 100. Whereas Rabbanan Amrin, the Rabbanan say, Haramasa mekadshasa. It's only physically removing it and taking it out, that's what makes them okay, and since he didn't physically remove it, there's no bittul over here. I think Mark continues, Tani, we have a braisa, saw truma shenafal meya, a saw truma fell into 100. And this is talking about a saw of Truma Temeya that fell into 100 of Chulin Tahirin. Now, if you remember, earlier in the parak, we had said that there's Bittel over here, and when he removes a saw, it's actually allowed to be eaten. We had said it has to be eaten in Kudim, which is more or less a code word for that it has to be eaten in a way that it's not going to become Tameh. But the bottom line is that even though a saw of Truma Temeya fell in, the saw that's being taken out and being treated as Truma is actually Tahar and is allowed to be eaten. So in this situation, Armela Kayin, the owner of the Chulin, can tell the Kayin, aren't I just chayv to pay you money for wood? Tell chad me'etzecha, go take money for your wood. And why is he telling the kain this? Well, because since tamei truma fell in, the kain can't use it for anything other than wood. So the baal bais is allowed to tell him, look, the only thing you could use it for anyway is wood. So here, I'm just going to pay you the value of your wood, and I'm going to keep your truma, and I'm going to do with it as I see fit. Now, the kain can respond back to this fellow. Let's say this saw of truma tamei fell into less than 100. Would it not be midamea your pile? Does wood create meduma in a pile? Obviously not. If my saw of truma fell into less than 100, of course we'd make your pile of meduma, which means that my saw of truma is not considered wood, it's considered real truma. And the kain continues telling him, even if you do pay me off and you give me dmei eitzim for this saw of truma of mine that fell into your pile, won't you eventually give this saw that you take out to a different kain? V'hu noisin lacha, that's the proper girsa dmei eitzim, and he's going to pay you dmei eitzim. And the second title of the kains is, look, even if you're going to pay me off and you're just going to say that my saw of truma tmei that fell in is only good for Eitzim, so you're going to give me Dmei Eitzim. But what are you going to do? You're going to take a saw out of your pile, you're going to treat it as Truma, because that's what you have to do, as we've been learning the entire time. And as we said when we introduced this case, this is actually allowed to be eaten. So what are you going to do? You're going to sell the saw that you take out to a different Kayin. So it's going to turn out that you're gaining because of my Truma that fell in. So really, these profits are mine. They're not yours, Mr. Yisrael. Stigmar says, my Kedain, what's a halacha? What do we come out with over here? Both the owner of the Chulin and the Kayin have a good point. Stigmar says, nice only Dmei Eitzim. The owner of the chulin has to pay the kayin the value of eitzim, meaning the saw of truma that fell in, its value as eitzim, because that's for sure its value. Since it was tameh, that's the only thing it was worth. V'hashar yachloiku, and the rest gets split, meaning the other profit that's gained by the fact that now, since the saw of truma tameh is batel in the chulin, it can be eaten, again as we said before, so that's a gain, because now it's something edible, so that extra profit is split. So let's just put numbers to this to make this a little more understandable. Let's say a saw of edible truma is worth $10, whereas a saw of truma that can only be used for firewood because it's tameh is worth $2. So this saw of truma tameh that fell into the pile is worth $2, and that's what the kain gets paid. Now the owner of the chulin is going to be lifting out a saw, treating it as truma, but it's going to be edible, so that's worth $10. So it means the gain is $8. That gain is split into two. The owner of the chulin gets to keep $4, and he has to give $4 to the kain. Now we have a similar case with something else. Chad bar nash, that was a fellow that afal sa'irin gechiten, his barley fell into somebody else's wheat. Now when a little bit of barley falls into a lot of wheat, everything can be sold for the price of wheat, even though there's barley in here. Now let's just make up a number. Let's say the wheat is 3 times the price as barley. So it means that the value of the barley just went up 3 times its value. So the owner of the barley tells the owner of the wheat, look, you're going to sell my barley for way more money than it was originally worth, so give me that profit. Where the owner of the wheat says, no, what fell in? Barley fell in, so I'm only paying you for your barley. And what's up, Sack over here? Also, over the Kumi Review the Bar Shalom. This came in front of Review the Bar Shalom. V'amar, and he said, Yitin Loi Dmei Sairin. First, the owner of the wheat has to pay the owner of the barley for the value of his barley, which is, let's say, $2. Bashaya Chloiku and the other profit, $2 times 3, which is $6. So we have a profit of $4 that gets split into two. Half is kept by the owner of the wheat and the other half is given to the owner of the barley. And this is the same thing as the case of our truma falling into chulin. And after brand new halacha, halacha gimel, the Mishnah tells us as follows. Saw truma shnafal lameya, we have a saw truma that fell into 100. So there's betel over there. And what happened? V'tachnon, and he ground everything together. Upichsu. And it turned out that now there's less. And this is what happens when the grain is inferior. The measurements will actually go down when he grinds it. So we say, Kashem shepechsu achulin, kach pechsa truma umutter. The same way that now we find there's less chulin, we assume that there's less truma as well, and it's mutter. Meaning we don't assume the chulin was of inferior quality, and the truma was of superior quality, and that there's actually more truma than chulin, and there's no bittel. We assume that everything was the same quality, and the same way we see that there's less chulin now that it was ground, so too we assume there's less truma, and we still have a proportion of 1 to 100. The same works the other way around. No dollar no beis on top. Saw truma shenafla pachas umeya. Let's say we have a saw truma that fell into less than 100, v'tachanon, and he ground them, v'hisiru, and it turns out now there's extra because it was really good quality stuff. So we would be machmir over here. Kashem shesiru chulin, kach hisiru truma, v'aser. We say that the same way that the chulin was really good quality, and that's where we're finding more chulin here, so too the truma was really good quality, and we still don't have a proportion of 1 to 100, and everything's going to be aser. However, im yidua shechitin shechulin yafais, mishal truma, mutter. If it's known that the chulin wheat is much better quality than the truma wheat, so then everything is mutter here, because we say that when we ground the chulin wheat, there's actually more over here because it's good quality, whereas the truma wheat is poor quality, so there's less truma, so we actually do have betel 1 to 100. Now we have another case, saw truma shenafu pachas mea, a saw of truma that fell into less than 100, bachach nafu sham chulin, and then more chulin fell in, so now we have a proper proportion 1 to 100, so im shagig, mutter. If it fell in b'shagig, so it's permitted. Im mezid, but if he put in more chulin b'mezid, aser, then it's aser, because as we've said previously, im evatlan isal chatchila. And the Gemara clarifies the first case of the Mishnah, v'loy saif davar shepichsa truma, it doesn't have to ultimately be that the truma actually now is less, meaning that we ground the truma and there's less truma than was before. Ela filu pichsu chulin u'truma be'ena, even if the chulin was ground and now there's less chulin than before because again it was inferior chulin, and we still have the truma here. And how do we know that? Maybe because we know that the truma is on the right side of the pile and he only ground the left side of the pile, so he knows the truma hasn't yet been ground, whereas a lot of the chulin has been ground already. Still, toichen u'matir, he's allowed to grind everything together and it's mutter. It's not considered like we're being mevatel esrei l'chatchila. Now we have a braisa that teaches us a kula when dealing with betel. Tanu, we have a braisa. Ein tinofes shel truma mitzarefes im truma lesser al chulin, aval tinofes shel chulin mitzarefes im chulin l'halos sa truma. The tinofes, which literally means the dirt, is really referring to the non-edible parts of wheat. For example, bran and chaff and other things. So that tinofes that's coming from the truma is not mitzaref with the truma to aser. In other words, if we have 100 chulin keneged the truma without counting the tinofes, the bran and these other things, so it's considered like we have betel. However, the tinofes of chulin is mitzaref with chulin in order to mevatel the truma. Meaning, let's say the only way we have 100 chulin keneged the truma is if we also count the tinofes of the chulin. So then we will count it, and there's betel over there. Now, Rabbi Yubai asks the following question: tinofes shel truma ma'ashi tzarf im chulin l'halos ha'truma. What about the tinofes of the truma, the bran and the other parts of the truma that aren't edible? Could we put them on the chulin side in order to have 100 to be mevatel the truma? Because if you're saying that they're not mitzarf with the truma, but the tinofes of chulin is mitzarf with the chulin, so maybe tinofes of truma could be mitzarf with chulin to be mevatel the truma. So the Gemara answers, Mamad Amar Rav Huna, from that which Rav Huna says, and the proper girsa is, Kalipe Isser mitzarf in laheter, the peels of something that are usser, they'll be mitzarf with the heter to be mevatel, because the peel itself is not edible. So even though it's the peel of something usser, we're able to mitzarf it to the heter. So Adamar that tells us, Tinaifes shel truma, mitzarefes im achulin lahalis sa truma, that the tinaifes of the truma could join in with the chulin to be mevatel the truma. And Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna says the same thing, Kalipe Isser malanis a heter, the Kalipe Isser are mala the heter. And we continue again with the same thing. Saw truma shenafal lameya. If we have a saw truma that fell in 200, ainat hamaitzi zunin tinaifes sheba. You don't take out the zunin and the tinaifes. They say that there's no bittel. If we have 100 chulin connected to the truma, even along with the zunin and tinaifes, there's bittel. And furthermore, lepachas umeya. Let's say a saw of truma fell into less than 100, so atamaitzi zunin tinaifes sheba. We are going to take out the zunin and tinaifes of the truma in order to say that now that we have 1 to 100. And mechin loig yain sol shenafal lameya lugin yain achor. Let's say we have a loig of clear wine. It's clear truma wine, and it fell into 100 lugin of dirty wine. And why is the wine dirty? Because it has a whole bunch of sediment and different pieces floating around in it. So ein atamaitzi shmarin shabai, you don't take out the sediment of the dirty wine because that helps join in for a proportion of 1 to 100, so we could have bittel. Whereas loig yain achor shenafal lamei a loig yain solol. If we have a loig of dirty truma wine that fell into 100 loig of clear wine, or we could even say it fell into less than 100 loig of clear wine, and the idea is that right now we don't have betel of 1 to 100, so at maitzi shmarin shabai, you do take out the shmar and the sediment in the truma wine, and now we have 1 to 100. And now explain the next part of the mission that we had said, saw truma shenafel apachas mei v'tachna v'chulu, and this was talking about a case where we had a sav truma that fell into less than 100, but we know that the truma is of inferior quality than the chulin, so we had said that there is betel there, because since when the chulin is ground, it's of better quality, we're going to find more chulin, and the truma is of inferior quality, so we're going to find less truma, so there will be betel. And the Gemara clarifies, Tani the Braiser says, Avtechenu betchilu matir, even lechatchila he's allowed to grind it, and it's mutter, and there's no issue over here of ein mevatlan isa lechatchila. Right now, we have less than 1 to 100, and we're only going to have 1 to 100 once he grinds it. Still, he's allowed to lechatchila grind it, and there's no problem being mevatl isa lechatchila. And the Gemara clarifies this, non heyamar alf on top, masis is Rabbi Yosi. It must be that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Why is that? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, Af yischav v'milkot v'yala bechnu masayim, that a person could even have kavana to pick everything, and we're going to have bittel 1 in 200. Now, what's this referring to? So we know that when you have arla or kilayim, there's only bittel if we have a proportion of 1 to 200. So Mishnah Maseches Arla discusses where we have 200 saplings that are perfectly fine, and one sapling, which is either arla or kilayim. So according to the Chachamim, everything over here is usur, because we can't be mevatel something while it's still attached to the ground. However, the Chachamim say that if the person ended up picking them, so now we have a big mixture, so then we have bittel 1 in 200. But Rabbi Yosi holds that even lechatchila, he could be mechaven, and he could be malak at everything, he could pick everything out of the ground, and now we have bittel 1 in 200. So you see that Rabbi Yosi holds that yes, mevatlon is lechatchila, so therefore must be this brisa that explains our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi, that when the person has less than 1 to 100 of inferior truma and superior chulin, he's lechatchila allowed to grind it, so now we have bittel 1 in 200. However, Amar Rab Zaira says that no, it's not because of mevatlon is lechatchila, that's because kayhanim are going to end up grinding this meduma in their house anyway. What do we do with the meduma mixture? We give it to a kayin. And what's he going to do if it's wheat? Well, he's going to grind it, because he can't eat raw wheat. And therefore, since this mixture anyway is going to end up getting ground in the kayin's house, and that means that there's going to end up being a proportion of 1 to 100 in the kayin's house, so you're allowed to do so in your house already. Because again, eventually, it's going to end up getting ground. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Zaira? The answer is, kila kerem. When we're dealing with the case of kilayim, al dati Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi, taychenu matir. We'd be allowed to lechatchila grind a mixture of kila kerem that fell into other wheat, because yes, mevatlan is lechatchila according to Rabbi Yosi, and everything would be mutter here. Whereas al datei and rabbanon, according to rabbanon, ain't a taychenu matir. He would not be allowed to grind it and make everything mutter, because since kila kerem will not eventually end up getting ground, so therefore there's no heter to lechatchila grind it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.